Thought always precedes manifestation. In the creation of everything that exists, thought always comes first. Everything that you see around you was once a thought or an idea, a vibrational concept that matured into what you call physical reality. When standing on the furthermost expanded edge of any creation, it's not possible to see back far enough to comprehend its beginning, but everything that exists in what you see as reality or manifested form was at one time an idea that was thought upon long enough that, by the law of attraction, it reached the maturity in which you now behold it. Nothing exists that is outside of this process of creation. Your planet was conceived from the non-physical realm long before that which you call human walked upon it. And as that non-physical focus, from what humans call source, was cast upon the idea of it, your wondrous leading-edge time-space reality was created. First there is thought, and as more thought is offered to any subject, the thought begins to take form until there's a manifestation of that which humans call reality. So, not unlike the creation of the planet itself, as you stand in your physical bodies, as manifested extensions of that which you call source, you continue the creation of your planet and life upon it, through your thought. As you know what you do not want, you know more clearly what you do want, and so an improved idea is born from the contrast you're living. As you sift through the details of your life experience day by day and moment by moment, you radiate a constant barrage of vibrational offerings, we call them rockets of desire, outward. With each vibrational rocket of desire, the source within you, the source from which you have come, the source still focused from the non-physical perspective, focuses intently upon your newly expanded version of life and becomes it. And as this never-ending process continues, from you living life and coming to new and improved conclusions about what you desire, at both spoken and unspoken levels, that broader, non-physical part of you expands. Your hopes and dreams and intentions and ideas for improvement are held for you in a sort of vibrational escrow. And that escrow account, if you will, is held for you, tended for you, and nurtured for you, waiting for your withdrawal from it. Not only is it being held for you, but the larger part of you has already become it and is constantly and eternally calling the physical part of you toward it. So now, what is actually happening is that the physical you is being called forward by the non-physical you for the completion of the idea that you have given birth to, and, in its purest, non-resisted form, that calling feels to you like passion or enthusiasm. And so, now, the most important question is, are you letting you join the newly created, newly expanded version of you? And the answer to that all-important question lies in the way that you feel. The better you feel, the more you're allowing that connection, and the worse you feel, the more you are disallowing or resisting that connection. When you feel love or joy or any positive emotion, you are literally being the expanded version that life has caused you to become. When you feel fear, anger, or despair or any negative emotion, you are not, in this moment, by virtue of whatever it is that you're giving your attention to, allowing yourself to be that new expanded version. You are not letting yourself keep up with who you have become.